Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And I really do encourage you to get the free booklet, my new booklet that's offered at the end of this program, entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy of Repentance. You've certainly heard me talk about Captured by Mercy, my other booklet that you have had access to for quite some time now. That booklet focuses on the need to forgive and to be forgiven. That expression of mercy, both God's mercy and the mercy we're called to give to one another, if we're true Christians. This one focuses on the need to face our own sin in order to receive the mercy that God wants to give us. God wants us to have the fullness of his presence. So we want to look at our sin in general. So many people, I hear them say, well, you know, God's a God of mercy. It doesn't really matter. That's what really prompted me to write this new booklet, because it does matter. It does matter. Yes, God will have mercy to those who sincerely ask for it. Absolutely, he will wipe away our sin. But if we act like, oh, no big deal, it doesn't matter, and what we've done in effect by our sin is slap God across the face, and then we're saying it doesn't matter, it does matter. Our repentance matters. Does that make sense to you? Yes, God will have abundant mercy that far exceeds our sin. That's the lavishness. But he does ask of us repentance. Face our sin, repent for it, and then receive the mercy of God. And scripture says that joy, because the joy that comes is the Holy Spirit. His presence within us grows when we repent of our sin. And that joy no one shall take from you, because it comes from an infinite fountain of mercy. So please, repent of your own sin. Don't be like the Pharisees that over the last few days Jesus has gone after. They do everything for other people to see. All they want is the appreciation of others. And he says, on the outside they look good, but inside they're filled with dead men's bones. They're not going to enter eternal life, no matter how many things they did, because they did them for the wrong reasons. They did them for praise and adulation. We too, as I said earlier this week, we too need to look at sin in our lives and take an area and ask God grace to overcome it. But at the same time, we need to be coming before God and saying, Lord, have mercy on me, because I am imperfect. I'm weak. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me. I will try to respond to your grace more and more, that I may grow. That's what God's after. A heart that's given to him. No matter how many times you stumble, he picks us up. If we say, Lord, I'm sorry. Why are those words so hard for us to say? Lord, I am sorry. Will you please forgive me? That opens the floodgates of joy and hope. Please don't be afraid to repent. No matter how long you've carried it, no matter how big it sounds, God's mercy is infinite. Let's treat his gift with the honor and the reverence it deserves. Let's receive his mercy into our hearts who ask for forgiveness. The reading this morning is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom." So we can go either way. Life and prosperity, death and doom. "If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish." Are there false idols in your life? Are there false gods in your life? Do you really serve the living God, or do you serve God and? What rules your life? Are there false gods? It's a very serious question. And he says, if you are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death. I've told you. The commandments of God lead to life. I've set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brothers and sisters, this passage from Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 to 20, read it over. Read it over a number of times. Take up the Ten Commandments and be very honest with yourself. Where am I? Because these are the commandments that lead us into God's life, lead us into life with God. Our priorities shift. Where we put our time and our energy shifts. And what happens is a deeper intimacy with God himself. God isn't standing up there, as I've said so often, with a report card checking off which commandments you obey and which you do not. He wants you to be like him, that you might know his love and mercy. The commandments are intended to lead you to life, not to imprison you. But those commandments do go against the hungers and the desires of our flesh. In that sense, it costs. But the rewards so far outweighs the cost. Please, please look at the commandments as your gateway to union with God. Get rid of that report card mentality. God is drawing you into a relationship, and the more we conform ourselves to him through the commandments, the more we become like him. And it's not just some kind of document, but it's something that leads us to a living union with God himself. So, choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. Wherever you're not doing that, that ought to be the material for Lent. Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Hope in his promises. They're for you. And today, on February 11th, yes, it is the beginning of Lent, and that's where our focus is. But my goodness, brothers and sisters, this is the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Turn to Mary. Ask her for help, that you may see the truth about yourself and that you may grow in confidence and courage that this God who loves you will never abandon you. Ask Mary to pray for you. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. There were many occasions in her life where she had to put all her hope in him, given what happened to her throughout life. We have hard moments. She never deviated from trusting him. She wants to help us with that and pray for us. I love Psalm 1. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Look at this. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Why? Because we're rooted. The more we obey the commandments, the more we take on God's likeness, the more we become like him. The living waters can flow through our soul because we're willing to make that decision. We have a free will and we can choose no. But if we choose yes, we put in our position to receive the living water that flows from the side of Christ. The Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verses 22 to 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me," here it is, If anyone, there's no exemptions here, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. There it is. But God gives grace, and brothers and sisters, as you deny yourself, God fills in the space with his presence. The reward for denying yourself this little thing or that little thing compared to what God is offering, it's little. You deny yourself that, God moves into the vacuum. That's what he wants to do. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake. In other words, I don't put myself first. I put God and his word, his truth, his love. I put that first in my life. That's losing your life for his sake, because you're taking yourself out of first place. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there if you gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit yourself? Brothers and sisters, there really is eternal life. There really is the moment of judgment before the seat of God. There really is. That's the final reckoning. We want to put our lives in such order now that not only can God make of us a sign of his presence and his love and his mercy, not only do that for us, but touch the lives of thousands. When you stand before the judgment seat of God at the end of your life, I think you're going to see or know, at least, perhaps see all the souls you saved by denying yourself. Now, don't deny yourself and then trumpet it around and become crabby because you've given up coffee for Lent or something like that. That's a way of letting people, oh, it's because I gave up coffee for Lent. That's why I'm crabby. Don't do that. You've already received your reward. People are saying, oh my, it really does take this seriously, Lent. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't be petty. Don't be small. If you're going to give yourself to God, give it generously and wholeheartedly. And every time it costs something, know that it's actually drawing you nearer and nearer to his presence. This is what we know in faith, but it's true. It's true. I wish my whole life were turned toward God in that way, but little by little and step by step, more and more is. And even then, in my imperfection, in my weakness, in my failures, in my sin, he reveals himself because he sees that I am genuinely trying. Keep asking for grace. Keep asking for help. Keep asking for faith and hope and love to fill your heart, to take the place of all that is dark within us. And then your light will shine, and people will come to know him through you. May this be a powerful Lent for you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.